Blog Talk Radio.
Introducer. Poetry. Hosted by the lovely, the angelic poet. Sit back, relax, enjoy.
With this poetic family, as we enjoy each other's company, a mixture of R&B and spoken word, with the angelic poetry. So guess what? It's time for you to step up and be heard, only with the angelic poetry. So guess what? Step up and be heard.
The angelic poetess. The angelic poetess. Original, original, original.
What you know about going out, head west, red legs, TVs, all up in the headrest. Try and live it up, rock jewel, bigger truck, peach all glittered up, stick a kid, nigga what? Jig with a cut, sip crisp, spit it up, hoes rock, get your nut, till I can't get it up. I'm a big man, get this man room, I done hit everything from Cancun to Grand Tune. Why you stand on the wall, hand on your balls, lighting up drugs, always fighting in the club. I'm the reason they made the dress code, they figure I went wild when I'm in my fresh clothes. Dresses, I suppose, from my neck to my toes, neck full of gold, baguettes in my rolls, rec shows, collect those, extra O's. Buy the E, get the key to the Lex to hold. East, west, every state, come on, bury the hate. Millions, the only thing we in the heavy to make. Whether from the ex-friend, intellects or bins, let's begin. Bring this BS to an end.
Come on.
Understand we be Waikiki, shipping DP to the TV, look greedy. Little kids see me way out in DC with a Z3 chrome BBs. They wanna be me. Niggas talking shit, they ought to quit. Unfortunate, they don't see a fourth what I get. And those be the same ones walking while I whip. Just started seeing cars cause they auction it. So while you daydream, mama say they gleam. And I deal with hoes that pose in Maybelline. One time you had it all, I ain't mad at y'all. Now give me the catalog, I'll show you how daddy ball.
That's right.
Six cars in power to fire big stars. Sit up CEO. Staff, smoking on cigars, nigga. It's like y'all be talking funny. I don't understand language of people with short money.
Come on now.
Bad, 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 bad boy. Yeah. You make me feel so good.
Come on.
You know you make me feel so good. You know you make me feel so good.
That's what we do.
Bad, 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 bad boy. I wouldn't change you if I could. I wouldn't change you if I could.
Come on.
I wouldn't change you if I could.
Yeah. Do Maze got the lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Do Puff drive Mercedes.
Yeah.
Take hits from the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
But do it sound so crazy? For me personally, it's nothing personal. I do what work for me, you do what work for you. And I dress with what I was blessed with. Never been arrested for nothing domestic. And I chill the way you met me. With a jet ski, attached to a SC. Smoke my Nestle, nomad rap, ass cat with my check be. Problem with y'all, I said directly.
Right.
Went from hard to sweet, starved to eat. From no holy shows to menage a sweet.
Yeah.
Now I be the cat that be hard to meet. Getting head from girls that used to hardly speak.
Come on.
Yeah. Boy, you make me feel so good. You know you make me feel so good. You know
bad
you make
boy.
Me feel so good.
That's what we do.
Bad boy. I wouldn't change you if I could. I wouldn't change you if I could.
Come on.
I wouldn't change you if I could.
Let's go.
Bad
yeah.
Boy. You make me feel so good.
Uh-huh.
You know you make me feel so good. You know you make me feel so good.
Come on.
Welcome, everyone. This is Poetry After Dark, the extended open mic, and I hope y'all are ready to get it in. I miss y'all.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
We back.
That's right. Happy New Year, everyone. 2011. We definitely got some great stuff for this season, and I hope y'all are ready because we're going to fly y'all off y'all seats. Tonight, we're going to do our old groove. So we can get back in the groove of open mic, and you know, I'll just wait to see what's coming. I ain't getting on the mic unless somebody pulled it out of me. I mean, I gotta hear some really, really good pieces for me to actually get on the mic. Otherwise, I'm just gonna be in the background.
Is she talking? did she say she gotta hear some really, really good pieces? If I spit right, and then you don't spit after that, then I'm gonna be offended by the comment that she just made.
Oh, you know you're going to pour it out of me. But see, the problem with you, you wait till the end of the show.
She cleaned it up.
Yes. Nobody quite does it like Chief.
Aww.
So, you know it, boo. I don't know. I'm just going to roll with it. I got some pieces to share with you guys tonight. We also going to have the DZ with the Greasy coming in. And I'm letting y'all know she's going to blow your mind. But that's her spot, and she's going to give it up. I'm in a soft mood tonight, but whatever y'all poets want to bring to the mic, y'all can go ahead and bring it. But whatever, if I come on the mic, it's going to be real soft for mine.
Oh, she's going to come soft. I'm coming hard. She's mm-hmm. going soft. We didn't switch positions on the new year. This is crazy.
I know, because you were supposed to be the lover.
I am the lover. I'm loving MRP, kind of. We'll get there. Anyway.
All right. Shout-outs to Sean Bay. Love you. Thank you for coming through. Shout-outs to Dawn. Thank you for coming through, sweetie. Appreciate the love. And, we're going to do this. Before I open the mics, okay, I want to go ahead and share a piece that touched me, and I hope it touches you guys. It was really great. I went through my email, and shame on me, because I had a whole lot of work that has not hit the airwaves yet, and I got to make sure it hits the airwaves, because that's what I promised to do for my poet. But that being said, I'm going to pull out the hat here. No, I don't want to go with that one. I changed my mind. Okay, I'm getting it together. Hang on.
Get it together, boss.
Okay, this is Selah, the storyteller, and this is titled Passion.
We're not going to start the new year at all.
We slept as the master wept, lamenting great woes as those who wish all ill slowly crept. Closer and closer. Knew they'd be there soon. By noon on the morrow, his sorrow greatly multiplied. It was prophesied he would be crucified by those he came to enlighten. I could tell he was frightened as he charged us to stay awake. I am the king. Today is the day. Watch with me as I pray. Then he walked away and dropped his face to the ground. There was no one around. I wrapped my robe tighter against the cool of the night. Then I thought I heard a song.
He was praying in the garden.
Yeshua showed no fear, though he was soaked in sweat and the salt of tears he wept. Then out of the wood he crept. Our brother came closer, the torches grew bolder, revealing a multitude of soldiers armed to the teeth. Whom do you seek? Are you here for a feast? No reply till hail, Rabbi, and a kiss on the cheek brought them in heat like locusts on a field of wheat. Strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. So I threw my machete and struck the ear of their master. But he forbade. Lay it down before they kill you with your own blade. If I say legions of angels will come to my aid. Don't you know? He knows not his friends or foes. Despite all his woes, he replaced the soldier's ear to his face. Then they chained him and led him away into the darkness of night. The others were in full flight. I was alone. And there was no fight left in him.
He was praying in the garden.
From a ways off, watching as they hit him and mocked him, softening him up before. By the time he got there, he was bruised and battered, but none of that mattered. He would soon be free, safety. Yah would save him like Isaac, like Daniel. Yah would not allow his chosen to be murdered. The people he healed and fed should rise up in revolution. Only days ago, they worshipped him in the streets. And he cared to hear him preach, but now they won't speak above a whisper. You, you're one of them. No, I don't know him. Yes, you were with him. No, I don't know the man. God, God, one of his disciples. No, no, no. I heard the cock crow and saw the sun rising, then realized I had done just as he said.
He was praying in the garden.
I heard him as they nailed him to the cross. The scourging alone could have killed him. All is lost. As he hung there rising, I could hear them riding him still, and his prayers echoing down the hill, asking for their forgiveness. Darkness in midday as he called out and dropped his head. The master was dead. They got him down and laid him in a tomb. I worried that soon they would hunt us down too. So we hid ourselves, locked ourselves away. Then one day there he was. It was the master. He had risen. He said he was hungry.
Boy, you know you've known what's seen you for a while. And I don't know what to know, but off one with him. I don't wear Burberry in the pool, I rock a volley to swim. The streets chose me, laying for the fever. Catch a young girl on the cover, Dawn D. Okay, let's stand up, throw your people hands up. Now A rap, wanna hop on Fox. The flow is classic, I can't be off with. So run along with your little ass hits. Every time I turn around, got an accent. That go to show that I'm one ill. You know I'm Fox, do good, A charge you in. Along with me, young A Marie. Miss Q to Q, and you know I'm Sarah Hood.
All right, y'all, we back. This is Poetry After Dark, the extended open mic, and we're about to roll with the mic. Oh, boy. I hope y'all ready. For those of you listening through Facebook, the dialing number is 347-826-9842. Definitely want to hear from you guys tonight, and we appreciate y'all listening in. I did it for you, Chief. See, I'm giving you all of that from the beginning tonight. I get on my side, I don't want to hear nothing.
Oh, that's how we do it? Okay, all
right. I think I'm giving you love right now, so when I start doing my thing, I won't have to hear no complaining. You know how you are. Okay. 413.
Now, I don't know how I am, but we're going to talk about it in the chat.
Oh, man, they're about to put me on the radio now. Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, man, I was sorry. I was talking with my brother and everything. I haven't seen him in a while. He's from Atlanta. So, you know, we were just
stopping
it up. And this is
brother. Yeah, tell brother
we say what's up. Okay, yo, Ra. Yo, my fam say what's up. He said rest up.
Yeah,
how y'all doing?
Respect. We good, baby.
Oh, man, I'm saying, you know, I missed this forum. I miss y'all, you know what I'm saying? You know,
I missed us. I missed us too.
I know. But I'm saying I ain't going to hold you up, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do this piece that I wrote this week. It's called Understanding the Poet. You know?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, the way in which I'm under passionate thunder. Do you really know me? Do you really desire to see? My words in pain view, clearly not to maim you, giving you my dimensions, getting your complete intention. Ignatimate sympathy, dramatic empathy. These words are true, thoughts that became you. Deeper than your first cut, harder never obtaining luck. What I've been through is how I've been let through. Metaphysically drained, emotionally detained. I'm standing upright holding the world. Holes in my pockets, losing all my pearls. When I look down, invites a pigsty, wandering in mud as others lie. My words becomes my props. My negative reaction released as drops. My tears of a man is not a cry. His lame as his seeds never had a real chance to try. Recollection of what I had held him back. Deciphering what's next if he could relax. My word expression is really not from me. A imprint of what a package of stimulus could often be. What the world gives me, just transference of my DNA, never getting in every word I write and say. Maybe in my resilience you will never understand a spiritual entity described as a man, realizing a poet in all his ways that he shows it. And that's my piece, Understanding the Poet.
I absolutely love that.
Thank you.
And that's Soulja. What it do? What? It's a new year, boy. He's breaking out.
Yeah,
don't
you know
feel
what?
Like he's a whole lot different than when he first came on the show? Don't you feel like that? I feel like that.
Yeah, thank you. I just I wrote it, and I don't know. I just felt like it was talking to me, but I was like, okay. But I'm hoping that other people can, like, other poets that's out there and can really feel it too, you know what I'm saying? And it was well received by the poets, and I'm so happy because it's another thing that is received by other people, but when people of the poetry world embrace it, it's like more love. It's like magnified, mm-hmm. you know?
Yes, I feel you, and I love it. I love how you delivered it too. You definitely have changed since when you first started coming on the mic.
Oh, thank you. So some growth there, right?
Oh, yeah, indeed.
That's good. But I ain't going to hold you up long, but I'm just going to plug myself out. Dion Ballard. Dion Ballard, you can reach me at enlisted.com, N-L-I-S-T-I-C, soldiers, S-O-L-U-L-D-I-E-R-S. And God bless and peace. I love y'all.
God bless, Faith.
Oh,
I just love him. Oh, that's my fan right there. Like,
right,
my brother.
I feel like I'm growing with him. We're just growing together.
Yeah. That's what it's all about, growth, you know. And we're saying that with the codes that's been calling in. Y'all all getting better and just perfecting y'all craft, and it's wonderful. So the next caller we have up is 513, and, you know, we're going to have to track this out. We'll be right back.
There's so many girls, I hear you've been running from the beautiful queen that you can be becoming. You can look in my palm and see the storm coming. Read the book of my life and see I've overcome it. Just because the length of your hair ain't long, and they often criticize you for your skin tone. Gonna hold your head high, cause you a pretty woman. Get your runway spot on and keep it going. Girl, live your life.
I just want to see my
yeah.
Don't be yourself.
Follow me, follow me, follow me. Celebrating the things that everyone told me would never happen, but God has put his hands on me, and ain't a man alive could ever take it from me. Working with what I gotta keep on. Taking care of myself, I wanna live long. Ain't never ashamed of my shit to me. Wasn't afraid to change, cause it was good for me.
I'm a little delayed. We're back. Poetry After Dark, the extended open mic. I want to shout out my chat room. I love y'all. Don in the house, author Don Desi. Much love, sis. Yes. I know who that guest is. Thank you for coming through. You ain't got to hide out. I ain't going to bite you. Miss Remy. What's up, sis? Thank you for coming through. Miss Stone is in the house. And we're definitely going to show love back and check your show out. Leanne Chief, appreciate you coming through. And Mama O, it's always a pleasure.
Oh.
And Poetic Cypher. And, of course, Sean Bay. Appreciate the love. We love you too. All right. See this next caller here. I'm scared.
Look at him.
He's been working on something new, and I think he about to blow my seat up for real. I ain't gonna be able to handle myself, and I'm gonna need some holy water after that. You know what I'm saying?
Snap.
Hey, come on. Okay, Romeo.
Romeo.
Missy Porter, mini Blaster, China Blue. How you doing? This is Romeo DiMatti. Shout out to the chat room, Miss Remy, always, Miss Bone, my mother Daisy, everybody, all the listeners. How y'all doing?
How
we
here? How you doing?
I'm maintaining. I ain't going to take out too much time. The poetess, you know, even my prayers, keep strong. And I want to say shout out to Genesis 129.
You know I had to dig that up as soon as I got home.
Okay.
That's
so
word,
you
word.
Gonna
that's
you gonna
time.
I think you called a bit, or you gonna call back? Like, what's your plan?
Actually, I had a piece.
You know, she changed the whole show around for you.
That's what's up. I had a piece I put on Facebook, so I was gonna get the rest of that. And I got a piece later that I want to showcase.
All right.
This piece is titled "On Repeat." I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and answer to yourself with my thoughts. As I listen to this melody, my thoughts are on you. I'm amazed at our harmonic, indistinguishable, undeniable tune. As beautiful as it sounds, it's deafening, because all I hear you. Truth be told is music to my soul. I'll cherish, hold tight, pull close. Never for a second think about letting go. Our symphony soothes, orchestrated by God's own love of cymbals, trumpets, tambourines, horns, and drums, instruments of showing praise. As long as the days, I long for days to devote myself in your wants, needs, desires, in every way. I hold you firm, but delicate as a cellist holds his cello, I whisper heavenly thoughts, so only you know. You never see me leave, so everybody knows I never go. As I listen to this melody, my thoughts are on you. Passion's powerful arrows must have popped me in the head, because it's like I lost the perception of mathematics. Can't get no higher than two. You wasn't there, now you everywhere is pair. I'll do me, you do you, soon became dual. Penurious, partaking in pleasure, begets team. Let me elucidate, illustrate, simplify, spell out exactly what I mean. Thee plus I equals us. Me plus you equals deuce. One plus two equals we. Sounds like an infinite enchantment to an entity. As I listen to this melody, my thoughts are on you. My mind portraits are kaleidoscope colored rainbows. Artistry that's beyond the beauty known by a rose. While our canvas joins and our paint infuse, our strokes flourish, blossoming to a piece that's so masterful, it's transcendent of recognition. As I listen to this melody, my thoughts are on you. And the band played on. And the band played on. And the band played on. That's my thoughts.
Play on, brother. Play on.
Yes. Well, I got to pull your card for a second. I got to do it. I got to say this.
Don't be mad, but, you know, go ahead.
I got to say this. You know, I was gone for a minute, but Mangus Khan, he wrote me a message this morning, and, you know, he told me, right is right. You know, that's what we need to do. That's what we do. So I got to say shout out to him. I'm back.
That answered my question, because I was about to say, you're sitting. That retirement has been revoked. That's what I was about to tell you.
But
please let everyone know where they can find Romeo.
Romeo D. Natty, Facebook. I also have a video on YouTube. So that's where I'm at. I'm going to fall back and listen to the rest of the show.
Thanks, love.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
That brother there.
Right?
Took you someplace else, right? Always. I mean, okay. Break time. We'll be back.
See, man, I ain't tripping off none of my homeboy. And I ain't tripping off none of her girlfriend.
Because
I can't do that. We're going to be together. We're going to do this.
Shut up.
No, we can do this.
Just me and you. Ooh, baby.
Me and you, ooh, baby. You know I would say, you know I
Yeah, that's my cut right there. Poetry After Dark, the extended open mic, and poets is chilling up in chat. Don't be scared. Yeah. Call in 347-826-9842. We want to hear from you. Okay. So our next call
that's
is
what I like to see. Love in the chat room. Poets showing other poets love. People showing each other love. That's what's up. I love our
that's
chat.
That's right.
If you're not in the chat, you're missing out. I say it all the
indeed.
Time. It's not a joke.
When she said it, you know it's real. Definitely. I'm feeling good on this show. I'm happy that we made it into a new year and Poetry After Dark is still standing. And it's all thanks to the poets. So, mad love to y'all. We're going to roll 216.
216.
You're on the air?
Yeah, I'm on the air. Just, you know, here trying to look for a poem that I want to read. I just changed my mind. How y'all doing?
We are
great.
How are you? You know, I just been to like something. Just put it like this. I keep on putting in my poems that there's something wrong with the food and the water in America right now. Monsanto has taken all the seeds and genetically engineered them. There's no seeds in the vegetables anymore. They took all the seeds from the farmers. They're doing this all across the world, whatever they can get their hands on anything.
Hey, I just said yesterday that my water was contaminated.
The water is messed up. They're giving us cancer. And I keep on spitting this over and over again in these poems. And, like, I didn't have four deaths. Like, I had four of my girlfriend's fathers to die, one of my girlfriend's mothers to die. You know, I mean, this is just in the last week. You know, everybody is leaving here. And these old people cannot take this contaminated water. And they cannot take this food with no nutrients in it. Now, Monsanto is a big corporation, and that's why we over here fighting these wars and stuff. But these big corporations to, you know, do what they're trying to do to us and get rid of all the people that we don't have anything. And the only way we can save ourselves is we have to get our seeds back. We have to get the nutrients back in the food, and we're going to have to find some way to clean this water up if we're going to stay on this planet. But anyway, I'm going to read this poem called Who Done It. You know,
All right.
Who gave the orders? They never found out who done it. Who told the special ones not to come around that day? Who hung those bodies on that tree? Who blew up the church and killed the children in Mississippi? Who told the hitman where they'd be? Who done it? Was it some hateful Klansman? Was it the CIA? Was it another brother doing it for pay? Who led the lambs to the slaughter? Who said it was okay? So many unanswered questions, so many murders still unsolved. Who's the one that done it? Were the orders handed down? No one's taking responsibility, but somebody got paid. Where's the list of people this was aimed at? Where's the next hit list? Who's next on the list? America's unsolved mystery is a mystery. We must confront our history. Somebody knows who done it. I wonder who. Who knows who done it? And anyone that done it, who knows who told them to do it? What's next? Who controls the trigger? The planes, the bombs. Who calls us nigger? Why can't this mystery be solved? Who done it? Who done it? Who done it? Who told them to do it? Why are we still paying the price for the mule and the 40 acres we never got? Who told them not to give it up? Who done it? It's a mystery. It's so hard to figure this out. It's like a whodunit movie with no ending. And why aren't the bad men never caught? Huh? Does anyone know why? Why are we trying to figure out secrets that they're hiding? Huh? What are they hiding? And is what they're hiding worse than what we know? Is what they're hiding worse as that's what already in our face? Why is the unknown more important than the known? What are we going to do about it, huh? It's in our face. We already know the water is poison. We already know the seeds are altered. We already know. We already know the meat is cloned. We already know what's going on. They're going up in us. This we know. It needs to be dealt with. The list of the known needs attention, and then we can see what else they have up their sleeve. But we know who's at large. We know who's in charge. We see, we hear, we know, but we still want to know who done it. And what are they fitting to do? Take action on the known. Who done it? It was not me. It was not you. So it had to be them. Them who killed us in the 50s. Them who gave us syphilis in the 60s. Them who created HIV. Them who jailed us. Them who murdered us. Them who maimed us. Them who lied to us. Them who profit from war, rape, plunder, and slavery. That's who done it. The beneficiaries and their zombies. The zombies, the zombies. Thela told us about the zombies in the 60s. The zombies done it for them. That's who done it. In porn.
Wow, Mama. Oh, goodness. Man.
Yes.
I don't even know where you're going. They're using every which way to kill off the population. Believe that.
I knew it.
Yeah, we got the mic. We got the lines popping, so I'm gonna keep it rolling with the lines. We're gonna roll with. I'm not sure if 202 wanna sit. I'm gonna check back in chat and see if 202 wanna sit on that. I'm gonna roll with 256.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, it's Terrence. This is Terrence Carter from Poetic Cypher.
Oh, hey, Poetic Cypher. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. How you all doing?
Blessed.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Glad to hear. I am too, ever hearing that piece. Man.
Yeah, she laid it. Mama laid that.
I want to share a piece, I haven't shared in a while. It's called Oustery. And it states, we only seem to be told his story. What about our story? Your story? They try to trick us by putting black in front of it. That's why they call it black history. Punishing our minds with just another mental chain. And you would think these things would have changed as these chains are supposed to tarnish. But we continue to strengthen our strongholds, being complacent, accepting again. His story, their story, all but our story. This brings more evidence to the saying, you need two sides of the story, because it's quite evident you can be prosperous when you know your lineage, which is your story. So in this realization, we see the oppressor has found a new way to oppress us by constantly bombarding our minds with his story. While continuously omitting our story, slowly as months turn into years, years turn into decades, decades turn into centuries, we grow more and more complacent, and more and more of our Kuta Kinte's become Tobies. This brings me to another story. See, we need to forget their story, his story, trigger the memories of our story, and untape our eyes from being shut, and finally see what is in front of you, what is in front of me, what is in front of we. See, it's been right there in front of us. They just put a Eurocentric twist on things, commit to Egypt, erasing our advances, claiming them as their own. Our philosophers taught their philosophies and made our teachings their own. See, They are the master thieves, and they got away with it by taking us away from our homes. But through all these trials and tribulations, this is a testament of our inner strength, even in the face of all the adversities with the many faces of our adversaries, we have still overcome. Now, let's see how, because the ultimate plan was to erase us from existence as we are their fathers, which shows in their stories where the son continuously kills the father, but we refuse to die off, because although they have hidden or destroyed most of our story, the little that we do know keeps us uplifted and continuously fighting on. The light of this optimism permeating through the darkness and the deceit they try to tell us, we see truth that's constantly breaking through of who's really who, one such as Mansa Musa, the ultimate fundraiser, distributing ounces that turn into pounds that weigh into tons of gold geographically, massively bringing upon the economic surplus of many nations. He not only enriched economically, but through teaching, bringing upon the first universities educating from Timbuktu to Becca. But little did he see the wolves in sheep's clothing that were ready to bite the hand that feeds them. This is our ancestral influence. As our oppressor continuously tries to press us down, we always muster up enough strength to rise again as the phoenix does. We shall always rise when the morning comes, no matter the efforts of set. Thanks to our set, the new day has begun. So brothers and sisters, I urge you now, seeing bits and pieces of our story, do not allow yourself to be deceived any longer by his story. Because remember, we always have our story. And that's that piece.
Poetic cipher.
I love it. I'm glad you all enjoyed it. I appreciate you all having me.
We appreciate
all
you coming. Let the people know.
You can find us on Facebook under Poetry Cipher. You can find me under Terrence T. Carter on Facebook. We have a show every Thursday at 10 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Poetic Cipher. And I can send any other links to the chat room.
That's good. Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
Wow. You're welcome. All right, y'all. The extended will continue. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Just so you know, the next caller will be 202. Chia.
Your love's like Hey girl, you can trust in me.
Trust,
baby. You're all I want.
You're all.
Hey girl, you're everything I need. Hey babe,
you're my dream and my joy. My heart belongs to you, girl. So I sat down one day and I wrote this song, 'cause I need you in my world.
Share my life, baby.
Share.
Hey girl, you can trust in me, girl.
Trust,
baby.
Me, girl.
You're all I want.
You're all
baby.
I want.
Baby. Baby, you're everything I need. Yeah,
share.
I really mean it, babe.
Share.
Hey girl, I'll give you what you want, babe.
Share.
Baby,
me,
hey, if you want it, you can have.
I just love me some Ken. Poetry After Dark, y'all. This is the extended open mic.
I feel like I'm at a party.
I really do.
I'm having fun.
I'm having a good
time.
Yes. Okay. Miss Remy, you hung up and I guess called back in, so you switched spots on me. So the next caller up will be 281 is Miss Bones.
Thank you, Eric. I love your energy, too. I listen to him.
Miss Stone.
Hola, how you doing?
Great. Oh, sorry, girl, I have you on the line.
Oh my goodness. Y'all quit playing. Y'all making me blush. I got the blush
going.
So about
the singing.
Let's say what now?
About the singing that we were talking about in chat. What's going on with that?
I dibble and dabble a little bit, but I'm not singing tonight. What? But I will say this.
I will say,
because, you know, my BTR boyfriend is in the chat room, so I'm like, more and more.
Oh,
more.
Hey. They begging in the chat room. I'm seeing the please come up.
Oh, they play too much. They play too much. It's not that serious. It is nighttime, and my voice is gone.
It's nighttime. Isn't that the best time to sing?
Well, actually, no, after I just had some dairy, so actually it messes up your vocal cords. Musicians, we're not really supposed to do a whole lot of dairy before we sing. So, yeah.
I feel teased.
I was going to tell her to drink some honey tea and call back in, because I heard that enhances the vocal cords.
Wow.
I just feel so cheated.
I'm sorry. I might call back
in. Okay. Give
her a possibility. You know, I'm not closing the door completely. So.
All right. We'll take what you got. We just have you call. Give us what you got.
All right. Well, I'm just going to do a piece called Workings of Me. And shout out to Sean Bay. So we just going to do this and keep it moving. Let the real poets bit. All right, here we go. There's more to me than meets the eyes. No, I'm no transformer, but there's something I want you to realize. It amazes me to see how men don't truly see the inner me, the real me, the scared me, and my vulnerability. look and see the one who thinks beyond the surface or just the physical. Inside the shell is rather analytical. When I get into my inner sanctum, I call it the zone. I feel comfy and safe at my home in my own skin, but people aren't accustomed to a woman who's been used to living and making it on my own, you see. No one has been able to truly satisfy me, my wants, my needs, my yearning for stability. These are things that are my list of wants, but in reality, they're my requirements, of necessities. I wonder if a man will ever see how delicate yet strong and fearless I can be. I'm not brick, I'm not steel, nor am I stone, but even though I seem to be making it all on my own, I would much prefer some masculinity to nestle up in my home instead of lying in this bed with all these pillows all alone. You see, within this unequivocally curvaceous womanly exterior resides someone who should never be looked upon as inferior, but an equal. I'm equal like the sweetener because nothing about me is less than genuine. So like J-Lo, I profess with all sincerity, I'm real. When I say equal in my ability to speak in such a way that you know exactly how I feel. And just listen to what I'm saying, because my words will equalize your brain, meaning I'm like the neutralizer of the acid memories in your life. I'm better than just the one that you took to bed, because I'm made of the stuff that makes you want to change my name from Bachelorette. Call me his wife. But I suggest one thing. Before you try to get that one thing that makes men want to do something wrong, I'm not your average chick that you just lay down with. Quite frankly, anyone who gives it up that quick is quite trife. You see, I was wondering if you would like to get to know me, the whole me, know the workings of me and my diversity. My mind is my artillery and my weapon of choice. I'm a woman with a voice who wants to be heard more than admired. True, I love being desired by the opposite sex, but does my outside appearance only reflect who I am as a person? Is a curve in my hips and spine too much of a diversion for you to focus and pay attention? Did I fail to mention that my IQ is higher than I would like to let you know? Because I wouldn't want to crush your male ego. So I find myself falling for the okey-doke, and I put on a cloak and become the woman who laughs at all of his jokes just to keep him interested. Pretending to be a silly, dumb broad makes me feel limited and void of my true inner being. Maybe if I decide to fall somewhere in between, then you would be keener on learning more about the workings of me. And that's that piece.
Please don't fall for okie doke. Oh no.
Man, that was a high piece. I like that.
Yeah.
For real.
All right, y'all, I'm going to let the real poet spit. So. And I might come back.
Not the real poet. Don't even say that no more.
Don't do that.
All right, y'all. I'm gonna see what my voice does in a minute because it's about to give way. But I'll go.
Oh
do
wait, we still in the game for the singing. Okay, go. Get the tea. Bye. Go.
Okay. Bye. <bye-bye>.
Bye. Man, love song.
Love you.
Man, you know you need to stop cheating. You ain't right. You ain't right.
All right,
I think we might have. Oh, look at you.
I see Atlanta on the line.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm here.
Hello? How you
doing? All right. Yeah, I wanted to do a follow-up to Miss O, Lady O, and the brother that came before me with a piece called White Privilege.
Okay.
All right.
It was hard, but I pulled myself up, climbing on top of the elephant, standing in the living room in a glass house constructed to obstruct my point of view. Charging ahead, we broke through, stampeding through Rosewood, turned down White Privilege Lane onto Birth of a Nation Avenue. facing down this adversary. I got down off that cumbersome elephant, walking up the sidewalk in this suburban town called Entitlement. I walked up to the first residents, sitting on their porch having a tea party, surrounded by a picket white fence. I was colorblind by these racial lines, a class system of economics, living in a society where we are told to forget oppression, fighting against institutionalized white supremacy, still in denial, tattooed with this fallacy, trapped on Fantasy Island, oblivious, having a complex about your complexion, used as a status symbol for recognition because of your pale skin. We are still bleeding from the wounds of this injustice. You will have to crawl over molten hot glass on your knees, bare naked, to say you're sorry, and that still wouldn't be good enough to say an apology, because you want to be forgiven for your past impositions, for the savagery, your race and vote based on religion, sad-stepping conversation about race today because of your disgrace and decisions. Excuses like, I wasn't there, my family didn't own slaves, but it is your race benefiting by getting your hands dirty, trying to rewrite history with a clean slate. Driving past Project Plantation graveyards you made, the morbid reality bred in the chaos of the mentally dead, this society experiment has been a great success. Own up to it, your white privilege. And that's my piece.
Did the brother say Rosewood, though? He said Rosewood. Oh, my God. I looked at that movie and was ready to, man. Wouldn't have been nice. That was definitely where it was at, right?
I knew it was going to be something because he said he was following up Mama O. And So I knew
indeed.
It was going to be something. I wasn't expecting that. Wow.
And
all
I
right,
see other people where they can find you at.
They can find me on Black Planet right now.
Ooh, yay. And it's going to be found under ICY?
It'll be found under I Can Prove You Wrong.
Oh, okay. That's best. We'll check you out.
That's what it is. Y'all have a good night.
You too. Okay, so I'm going to take a break, but the next person coming up is the Mad Writer.
Ready?
Yeah. That'll give me enough time to go up there and get my book. Yes, if I got to get my book.
If y'all not in the chat, you're missing out. Get in chat. You're missing out.
www.blogtalkradio.com/thepoetess. And pretty soon, DZ will be making her debut, y'all, with the Greasy.
Uh-oh, I forgot all about that. That was the question.
What up, though? What up, though? What up, though? This is DJ DZD on the ones and twos. And when I'm sitting back chillaxing on a Tuesday or a Friday, I get on my computer. Go to blogtalkradio.com/thepoetess. The angelic poetess means. And I sit back and listen to the soothing sounds of good old school and a little bit of new school R&B. That sets the mood just right for all the
dynamic, fantastic,
and out of sight poetry that sounds the mind, body, and soul on the late night tip from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. That's where you'll find me. So tune in. Her show is definitely a show you don't want to miss.
You dig?
Let's go.
When I'm chilling, sitting back, and I'm sipping on my ass, who do I listen to?
Angelic poetess.
And with a portion, what I need, satisfaction guaranteed. Who do I listen to?
Angelic poetess.
But she's the queen of the poetry, God talk radio's where she be, and her name is.
Angelic poetess.
She's Friday's where it's at, and she's on the late night track, and her name is.
Angelic poetess.
Angelic poetess. Angelic poetess.
The Angelic Poetess,
the Angelic Poetess,
the Angelic Poetess. Yeah, yeah, Poetry After Dark, the Extended, and this is my girl, Deezy. Yay, yay. What's up, baby?
Yo, what's good with you?
Hey, baby.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
To all y'all, Happy New Year to all y'all. I hope y'all had a blessed and prosperous New Year. Real talk, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thank you. It's definitely going to be prosperous.
You know what I'm saying? I hope everybody, you know, I'm just not even saying bringing in the 2011 with a new bang. I hope you continue to do your 2010 with your 2011, and let's play Connect Four with that 2012. You heard me?
Right.
Okay. Well, I can't introduce myself on this, so this your show. You got to introduce me. I promise you, I will have a promo for me though, and those thing banging. So you got to explain it then what's popping.
Okay, this is DZ. Everybody know who she is. And she got the greasy. So we going to fall back and let her do her thing. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait. I'm sitting here just smiling because I know what's coming.
This is DZ with the greasy.
That was DZ. Wait, that was that Moscato that introduced you right there. That wasn't even her.
I appreciate the Moscato. Driving in the El Dorado, you feel me? I get that. This is DZD with the Greasy. This is my first appearance on this show. And today we're going to speak on poets that hog the mic. Now, don't get me wrong. I am a poet. I know it and I show it. And everybody on here is a poet, and they know it and they show it. But you know, when you hog the mic. You know when you hog the mic. First of all, you know when you hog the mic before you even start doing your poetry because you ask, do I have enough time? You don't have to ask if you have enough time. If your poem is two poems in 5 minutes, you never have to ask if you have enough time because you won't have to hog the mic. You know when you have hog the mic when you say, oh, I got a two-part to my poem. If you have a two-part to your poem, then you should don't even read the two-part. Just say, to be continued. Don't even come at it with, like, I got a two-part to my poem. Just come back and do your poem and stop. And don't even speak. Just say, I got something for y'all later, but y'all ain't ready. Let us hibernate. Let us hibernate on that. Don't come at us like, oh, can I spit my two-part? You know good and well it's about 6 minutes into the damn your poem, and other niggas is on the line mad as hell, pacing back and forth, like, I wish this nigga would shut the hell up. No disrespect to your poem, because it's probably rocking. But it's six minutes. It's no disrespect. I respect all my poets. Trust me. But I'm saying, you know, 2 poems, 5 minutes, because if you was on the mic at open mic, or if you was on Apollo, the clown would have came out and got your ass and told you to get the fuck off the stage. We ain't trying to be disrespectful. We're not being disrespectful. But it's 2 poems, 5 minutes. If you have to ask, can I keep going? You know it's too damn long. I respect the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, just like every church-going person. But I'm saying, even in church, when the stomach start growling, it's time to go to Old Country Buffet. It's time to go to KISS. It's time to go to Popeye's, Mickey D's, Burger King, have it your way. I don't give a care what you're talking about, but you know. Poets, we understand you got a lot to say. I understand that. You put it all on a piece of paper. And I appreciate everything that your mental and body and mind spirit has to say, okay? But if you on the phone talking or you spitting a poem and you start yawning, you know good and well it's time to say goodbye to your poem, okay? It's nothing wrong with just saying if you yawning during a poem, it's a problem, okay? If you reading a poem and your business start going, you understand? You're reading a poem and your vision starts going blurry because you can't even keep up with what you're saying, it's time to stop this poem, okay? I understand that you got a lot to say, but I'm telling you, the poem is going to be there tomorrow, okay? If you reading a poem, okay, and you reading this poem and all of a sudden you realize that your mouth is getting dry, you don't even have an opportunity to even drink the water, to even spit the poem. And your mouth is just getting dry. If you're realizing all of this is going on, maybe your poem is too long, okay? And look, I'm not saying, like I said, no disrespect to the poet, because I understand sometimes you got to say what you got to say and you want it to be spectacular. There's nothing wrong with a spectacular poem, but it's something wrong when people in the chat room like ... ? What the fuck? I don't mean to be disrespectful to none of y'all, because I respect all my poets, and y'all know this. I love all the poets that come on this show and spit what they have to say. But you know good and well your poem is too long. If you in the car and you know a poem by heart and your crib is 30 minutes away, and by the time you spit the last bar, you pulling up in your driveway, it's a problem. You know the shit is long, okay? You know your shit is long. There's some things that just need to be left to the book. If you know it's a book poem, don't read the shit. Read the shit that we can just sit back and say, hell yeah. Sip my yak, smoke a blunt. It's the only reason why I should roll 5 blunts to your poem. All my weed folks know this, like, damn, I don't roll 1 blunt. Okay, I'm a lick this. Okay, I'm about to cut this shit off. I don't roll 2 blunts. Okay, I'm about to call my weed man. I'm about to go see TT. I done seen TT. TT done came, blocked me my shit. All right, on roll blunt number 3. Goddamn, I want some yak. I done bought the yak, done poured the yak, done blessed the bottle. Went to my cousin's house. He done gave me some oats. Okay, we on blunt number 5. This nigga still on the same stand that he was when I left at the crib. What the fuck is the problem? Look, I'm saying, if you reading your shit on the air, if you reading your shit open mic, you keep the long poems to the book in the album. You keep the good short poems to the mic. And that's what I'm saying. And at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, what do we have? 2 poems, 5 minutes. This is DZD with the Greasy for Sheezy. That's Measy. And that's how long your poem should take. And I'm out.
Love you, girl. Thank you. Damn.
Let's go.
Oh, my God. That's what it is, y'all. Okay. Hey,
I just laughed forever.
I'm
going to
stop laughing.
The chat had me laughing even more. That was even.
I'm coming back. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm coming back with Matt Ryder. Then we have E. Moore calling from Atlanta. And then we got 1K on the line, Constain, and 832 and 314. We got an hour and 38 minutes left, y'all. Keep rocking with us.
Just give me the cheese, I'll make you smoke it, y'all. Smoke it, y'all. It'll make you please, so don't provoke it, y'all. Smoke it, y'all. We don't need no speed, so we're not gonna coke it, y'all. Smoke it, y'all. So to minor teas, we gotta take it slow. So in the city, yes, we floating, don't provoke him. Cause the weed where we smoking, need is soaking. Best thing for the meditation. And the best high grade at Jamaican. We wanna weed, we supporting and promoting. Loud the crack and the coking, hear me toasting. Everybody healing at the nation. Legalize it right now, we have a blaze one every day. We be burning, not concerning what nobody wanna say. We be earning dollars, turning, cause we mind that's what we pay. Some got gold and oil and diamonds, all we got is very day. Make me crazy, make me right now stone, and that's what pays me. But I'm not the only occupation, quite so gay, so make a give you education. When a farmer grows it, he knows it flows with the economical benefits, helping those who have it. They up on the eye juggling, cause the system only keep man struggling. So the in people are use it, don't abuse it, cause the concentration will refuse it. That's why earth and them are the wise man, and it found on the river King Solomon. So it could be the eyesight and the test sight, and the giving up inside, just give me the light and make we blaze it. We should never waste it again. We be burning, not concerning what nobody wanna say. We be earning dollars, turning, cause we mind if how we pay. Some got gold and oil and diamonds, all we got is maybe day. Legalize it, time to recognize it. Just give me the cheese, I'll make a smoke it, y'all. Smoke it, y'all. It'll make you please, so don't provoke it, y'all. Smoke it, y'all. We don't need no speed, so we're not gonna coke it, y'all. Coke it, y'all. So we're minor teas, we gotta take it slow. So in the city, yes, we floating, don't provoke him. Cause the weed where we smoking, needs to soaking. Best thing for the meditation. And the best I agree that Jamaican. So we know it as a great thing, no debating. While them incarcerating, shoot them 18. Cause them know what to be a remain calm. Even though them got them siren on every day. We be burning, not concerning what nobody wanna say. We be earning dollars, turning, cause we mind if how we pay. Some got gold and oil and diamonds, all we got is every day. Legalize it, time you recognize it again. We be burning, not concerning what nobody wanna say. We be earning dollars, turning, cause we mind if how we pay. Some got gold and oil and diamonds, all we got is every day. So we're not gonna coke it, y'all. Coke it, y'all. So we're minor these, we gotta take it slow.
All right, now, Porch After Dark, the extended open mic. Rolling back to the lines, because we have some anxious poets out here, so I want to get y'all all in. 786, the Mad Writer, you on the air, boo.
What's going on, ladies?
Hey, Matt Ryder.
What's up? Merry New Year.
Merry New Year.
Now, I want to give a shout out to y'all. Welcome back. Happy to see y'all. Shit.
I'm happy
thank
to
you.
Be here.
You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it. I want to give love to the chat room. I'm gonna hurry up and go and get into this. I'm still trying to recover from DZ. That was some hilarious shit, but. I'm going to go and get serious for my mama and brother IC and those who did a little spit a piece tonight. I want to go and do this piece I did for Mama O on Tuesday. Get serious for a minute, so I hope y'all feel me on this. It's called Holding On a Lost Love That's No Longer There. That's the name of it. So here we go. From what I was told, I'll be a woman today. From what I was told, that would help me stay pure. From what I was told, this will make me even more beautiful. I was always told these things. Why any different from yesterday?
This cutting becomes a test of bravery and a proof that the pain of childbirth I can endure. Feeling so damn shameful, constantly telling me that with contact, it will kill a baby during childbirth, even when it continues to grow. The secretions produced by the glands are unclean, and the sperm is definitely lethal. That don't make any sense. I sometimes ramble. The social pressure, stress, and spurts, my father doesn't even know. But they're encouraging me to follow through with it so my family can be financially ample. Unethical treatment, but to my people, this survival strategy works. In a society plagued by poverty, disease, and illiteracy, where social pressure is so intense, the opposer is isolated as the community gypsy. Conditions are extreme, hence the negative meanings attached to these symbols that are learned through social interactions given by the regime. I'm not even allowed to vent, but they call me unclean. They poke, say I'm impure. They laugh and joke, unfit to marry, unable to look, unable to bear children, attain respectable, unable to retain respect in the old age, always the lowest in the pecking order of the village women, and forced to suppress my emotions and never speak of the rage. Yet this tradition, forbidden to speak in community gatherings because I'm unfamiliar with this word. Okay, I come back to that. Attached to these social symbols, through interactions, embedded in my mind, all for this, for my husband's damn satisfaction. But no one ever asked me, not one damn time, for it's better to cut and be more in desirable fashion. It feels like I'm losing my mind. Said that I'd be showered with gifts and attention, instructions in cooking, crafts, childcare, and the use of herbs. The use of herbs. New dimensions. Well, what about the tissues and nerves? My mommy assured me that, hey, it'll be fine. I must please my parents. Soon they'll be compensated for a high barter price in due time. Anything for them, because it's my duty, especially for my culture when it's strongly promoted. Think of the positive meanings such as womanhood, purity, fertility, and beauty. Otherwise, my entire family gets demoted. They say it stops me from thinking of the act, a way to retaining virginity and protecting my sexuality. Though I'm only 7 at the time, I guess I finally go through with it. I mean, I can't, but shit. Okay, I'm having these visions, thoughts of seeing all this bloody red, the look on her face, my friend. Just the thoughts of my best friend, Valerie, who took a razor blade and then she went to the isolated place. She tied her clitoris with thread, pulling the thread and cutting with the other hand, saying it as a knife cut, the incisions 1 inch, and a death she bled. After accidentally severing the gland, man, I exhale. I took the chance. The male who says he's a professional placed me on the stand, took a razor out of his hip pocket in the center of the town where the district congregation and where people are gathering to watch it. Mommy, she held my hand. The pain was too overbearing to bear. I passed out again, waking up almost hours later. Oh, my gosh. My clitoris. It's gone. Both labias removed. The two sides of the vulva sewn together, all placed in a jar and whistled like an incubator. Blood, I'm losing it, and I continue to lose. I'm going to shock again. My brothers and sisters are yelling, but I'd rather have time to snooze. Feels like I'm hemorrhaging. But what about the infection? The pain is fucking unbearable. Urinary retention. The damage, severe inflammation. Damn. I manage without any anesthesia. What about the scar tissue blocking my fallopian tubes that's causing sterilization? I'm losing this feeling, and our man is unable to please us. I had 4 miscarriages, and 2 kids later, never once recovering. Sacrifice for my family to love better. But what about what I lost? What's much more greater? My husband says I'm no good with intimate loving. I mean, for real. Really. I have absolutely no sexual sensation. Painful intercourse. How can I, when I still live on the stand of that day? They took away my any pleasure of fornication, circumcision, the source, mutilated my body for a price. I'm mentally unable to recover, and I'm leaning towards a divorce. See, because my daughter is next to pay that price. I'll take my kids and go, allow them to have a better life. I'm running away from this previous life, but the experience will be stuck with me for the rest of my life. Every day I think about it, I want to take it back. If I could, it would be worth more than any price, because this can't be life. But no one ever asked me if I had any ideas or thoughts, anything questioning my sexuality, because a part of me was taken. I'm afraid to close my eyes because I can't stop myself from shaking. No matter where I go, I can't separate from this mess. Would you say my claims are bogus? If the growing practice was in Europe and the U.S.? Shit. We got to stop this female circumcision to help our queens save their clit. The end.
Yeah, well, I love how you be just ripping through your poems. That's what's up. I'm feeling that. Tell the people how they can find you.
Right.
They can reach me on the book, Carlos George, CarlosGeorge. You can Google me. I'm on thepoetsunplugged.com. You can get at me there. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here. That was dedicated to my mom and dedicated to all our queens and princesses, man. You know what I'm saying? We need to stop this for real. Much love to you ladies. I'm glad for y'all to be back.
Thank you, boo.
Appreciate that. All
right.
Man. And now we got to keep it rolling because we Deezy's going to spit a piece of y'all. She's going to revert back into a poet on us and spit. So I'm going to pull in Emo. What's up, baby?
What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing real good right now. I'm trying to compose myself, but because I just got out the bathtub. I had a long Calgon bath. I just finished listening to this piece that this dude did last week, and it just finished. So I'm trying to compose myself. I've been inspired to do. I'm going to do a three-piece poem right now, okay?
Okay.
No, all right, here we go. I'm going to start it because it's going to be a long piece. So I'm going to start it right now, okay? It's about poetry, okay? And I was inspired to do this piece because I'm a poet, and, you know, and poets do pieces about poetry, just the poets. Some of us want to be poets. That's why we do poetry. That's part one. Part two is she fucks me all night, making me scream out her name. She is poetry. That's part two. Part three is I showed her my pen. We laid naked on my sheets and made poetry. That was part three. Here's part four. All right. Yo, contrary to popular belief, 90% of these poets out here don't give two fucks about you. Self-gratification is the theme for the night. Yo, they fiend for the mic with the sole purpose of selling you the same dream they sold themselves. Telling you the same thing they told themselves. Yo, what piece should I use tonight to rob these people of $10 of their wealth? I mean, why care about mental health when it's easier for them to exercise their right to stay financially fit? Yo, fuck a poetry click. All they gotta do is take some Talam AC, add in some Amir Suleiman, and throw on some Tommy Bottoms, and yo, they got them. Live and direct from last place in the talent show, here comes that so-called poet with no flow, equipped with overused hip-hop quotes, carrying a bag of whack-ass CDs and spitting that same shallow piece that he wrote 7 years ago. And off to the left, yo, you got that pro-black flow, rock, red, black, green, screaming out, fuck the police, and wearing the official Angela Davis size afro. Yo, he ain't no different from the rest. Like I said, 90% of these cats out here don't give two fucks about you, and they show it. They went from being prophets to raised to rocking mics on open stage and getting pimped for their flow for a little bit of dough, then getting fucked by the big boys, and they know it. And since they're too good to speak for free at these open mic venues, yo, I call them pretty and pink poets. Whether it be in South Cacalaco or D.C., San Antonio or Kansas City, yo, game recognized game. So when you on stage spitting that hot garbage and acting like you in a soap opera, yo, people, don't think these people in the crowd ain't going to remember your name. Fall back and play your position. And since you like to act like you a poet, yo, make believe your ass is Tom Cruise and find yourself another missing. See, at you, I'm spitting straight fire from Hell's Kitchen. See, I'm tired of all these pathetic, low-jone pussy poets proclaiming to pack powerful poetic punches when they got more adjectives than fillers and less nutritional value than urban high school lunches. Fam, believe this to be true. No one gives a fuck about how many books or CDs you need to sell. The piece you spit was whack and the crowd ain't feeling you. I mean, why the fuck would I want to hear what you did last night with some chick in a hotel when New York City cops are blasting 41 to 50 some odd shots at Diallo and Sean Bell? It's like I said before, it's all about self-gratification and what poetry click you down with. It ain't about content or flow. It's about who you pretend to be and who you say you know. Yo, it's about fuck you. Pay me if you want your track played on my radio show. And it's a shame. Yo, it's a shame that 90% of these poets out here don't give two fucks about you, but it's cool. Yeah, it's cool. Because the 10% of us out here who did it shit for real every single day are here to change the game. The end.
Okay, okay. Did you say fuck playing your tracks on my show?
Whoa.
Oh, baby. Oh, man. Damn. Yeah. Good gracious. Okay, I need my whole.
We need another microphone. What?
it's gone. You got another Mike Juice? Cause I ain't got one over here.
Somebody do something. They just told me that. Oh my god.
Yo, I got a five piece poem if you want to hear that. I'm saying. Let me shut up. Yeah, I'm going to be easy.
Oh, man.
Tell the people where they can find you at, baby.
Please.
Yeah, you can catch me on Facebook. You know, you can catch me on Blog Talk Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you know, 12 to 2. You know, and also, if you want to support a brother, and help a brother buy a loaf of bread and three packs of Kool-Aid, yo, go to CDBaby.com. Real talk. Go to CDBaby.com and cop my CD Beyond the Stage. I need Kool-Aid and bread. That's it. And I'm a good man right there. Y'all be
cop
easy.
That,
y'all
cop
be
that
safe.
In my DJ Clue voice. What?
I'm saying. Cop that. And I love y'all.
Cop
y'all
that,
make me
that.
Feel so special. I'm saying. I'm about to hibernate.
All right, boo.
Y'all be
easy. We feel special. Thank you for calling. Blessing the mic.
I cop that. Okay? I always support my brother E. And that CD is hot. So if you ain't got it, you missing out. Now, because my girl Deezy got to go and retire for the night, I'm going to let her come back on the mic, and then I'm going to bring Constain in. Constain, before I bring you in, I will take a short break just to let you know. 832-514-901-216. That's the lineup. Let's go, Deezy.
Post that in the chat room so we can have that up.
What
up?
What's happening? Nah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, first of all, I ain't trying to take too much time, but you know what I'm saying? First of all, I just want to just say that I am blessed and highly favored to be a part of something that's getting ready to take off and be smooth, which is on your show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank
you.
Please.
You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
You heard me? You heard me? Yes, sir.
Everybody,
everyone ain't popping. But I also want to say something. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say that. But you know, for those why I'm going before everybody, just want to let y'all know. Don't want y'all to think like, "Whoa, fucker." No, my grandma been in the hospital for about 2.5-3 months, and it's been touch and go for the 2.5-3 months. But you know what I'm saying? You know, God shows love in mysterious ways, and she coming back to her home, her house tomorrow morning. So I gotta get some rest. And I got to make sure that I bring it in, make sure that when she walk in, she got the bacon, the eggs, and grits waiting for her when she come back in this mug because she ain't been in her house for 3 months. So I'm about to go to sleep. So I just want to do a little something, you know what I'm saying? So don't think that they playing favoritism. It's just, you know what I'm saying? You know, grandma 92 years old popping down here telling me to shut the hell up. So that's what it is. Don't be hating on nobody. That's just what it is. So here we go. I'm going to do... you know what I'm saying, a little trick, but I got something for y'all next week. Trust me, it's going to make you want to kill yourself. you know what I'm saying? I keep it real today. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do the one to make love to you, my first and last loved one. So here we go. Let me lick on you, caress you too. Taste you, boo. I wanna make love to you. Make love to you. Let me lick on you, caress you too. Taste you, boo. I wanna make love to you. Make love to you. Now, I know God made Adam and Eve, and not Adam and Steve, but that has nothing to do with Eve and Eve. And I could tell by the way you are looking at me that curiosity killed the cat, and I bet yours is so fat. I can feel your clit throbbing from across the room. Call me your wicked witch of the north. Just give me a broom, and I'll fly in between your legs as soon as I can. I can get there overnight, just call me your FedEx. Your hands on my head, put me in a trance. I'll be your dick clock, baby, just be my American bandstand. While my tongue is on your clit going all types of ways, eyes rolling back in your head, got you going in days, and you're pushing me away saying you can't handle it. But my tongue doesn't comprehend no oblate English.
I can suck for your clit. Got you screaming and moaning. You don't need the Dick Clark or Dick, so baby, stop fretting. So let me lick on you, caress you too, taste you boo. I want to make love to you. Make love to you. Let me lick on you, caress you too, taste you boo. I want to make love to you. Make love to you. Now, you say you're straight, a pure breed, heterosexual, and that's great. To this straight up homosexual, that means no date. After I give it to you, up your legs shake. I act like I don't know you, but your pussy was great. As wet as the Pacific Ocean, and the way you taste was a cherry yogurt, but it was frozen. Maybe it was fate that really brought us together. So spread it again. Let me explore you. I promise you, baby, you'll want more. So let me lick on you, caress you too, taste you boo. I want to make love to you. Make love to you. Let me lick on you, caress you too, taste you boo. I wanna make love to you, make love to you. Now my tongue is my weapon of choice. I can tell by your body language you want me to explore. So let me be your Magellan. Let me discover the treasure within you. Become my dream girl. You can be my next venue. Just let me take your body to the highest plane. My tongue is its own vibrator. It doesn't need any double A's, but I can still be an energizer bunny. I can keep going. My record is 13 hours with this tongue, and I'm still horny. So let the floodgates of your dam overflow in my mouth, and I will be a good girl. And promise to swallow every last drop. So let me lick on you, caress you too, taste you boo. I wanna make love to you. Make love to you. Lick on you, caress you too, taste you boo. I wanna make love to you.
Oh. Hey, Deezy.
Yeah.
Did I cut you off, baby?
No. I was good.
Okay. I was like, oh, did I mess up?
Uh-uh.
Wow, girl, you got the chat room going crazy. Now, go and take care of Grandma. We want to see you next Friday, boo.
Yeah, but let me tell these folks where you can find me on Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Please.
That's Natasha Webb. That's Natashitilyd Webb. WEBB. Natasha D Webb on Facebook. Want to follow me on Twitter? Natasha Lee, Natashitilyd. You know what I'm saying? On Twitter. Do my thug this when I get down with it. Get up to get down. Call me Carl Kanye Wednesday Z. We do it. Woo-woo. Hope y'all enjoyed me. And one more thing, because I forgot to say this. And one more thing, and I'm out this bad boy. For Dizzy with the Greasy, I do understand that Africa is killing AIDS, and AIDS is killing Africa. But it does not take 30 minutes to explain how Africa is killing AIDS and AIDS killing Africa. Nelson Mandela done been free for so long. There's no reason why you got to have a 50-minute poem about free Mandela when Mandela is playing PS3, Xbox 360 in the Wii at his crib. That's all I got to say. To everybody, I want to say peace and love to y'all. Love y'all. Good night. This is Deezy with the Greasy. 1-2 for Sheezy. I'm going to sleep. Welcome my grandma back home. I hope everybody have a safe night. Be blessed, be smooth, and be easy. And that's me.
Good night, Deezy. She don't say.
Girl, I can't even breathe.
I can't even breathe. I'm taking a break. I need to take a break. I'm introducing Red Shades. This one's titled Favorite Drug. And when we come back, we're going to go back to the mic with Constance. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I love the chat.
Never was amazed by these other guys. Brush him off, not for long. Next thing I'm waving by. Cause he had a face I never saw before. I give dudes a chance only if they are mature. And he was everything I'm looking for. Nice cut, real neat, all that and even more. Only the future knows what could be in store. Could he be the one, but I'm not even sure. So I guess I gotta find out. Looks are deceiving, gotta know him inside out. I said to myself, just give him a chance. Came to me close and asked for a dance. A feeling that I never felt in my life. He whispered in my ear and told me I'm the one he would wipe.
That's right.
But we have to get things straight, cause I'm not the type that you just see one night.
Nope.
See, because I'm in it for the long term. If he wants to leave, he can take that flight. But he wasn't trying to play me. Said I was his baby and he appreciates me. But we gotta go with the flow, cause no one knows just how far he would take me. What these others can't see in me. I told him maybe so that could even be. But I don't usually fall in love so easily. It takes time, gotta let my guard down. And I feel a little void when we are apart now. More hugs show love when we walk now. I don't seem to get shy when we even talk now. You could say this could be something nice. And like air that we breathe, you're a part of my life. And I ain't being cheesy, simply stating the facts. And all the words that I speak, I will never retract. Also, thank you just for holding my back. You never beat around the bush, you were always back. So I enclose this note with kisses and hugs. Cause I love you, you're my favorite drug.
All right, y'all. Poetry After Dark, the extended open mic, and we're back. That was Red Shades. If you want to get at Red Shades, you can reach her at www.redshades.bandcamp. That's bandcamp.com. She's also on YouTube, /Kim, O-R-A, girl, 1-2. And she's also on Facebook under the Red Shades, and that's REDSHAYDEZ. Check my girl out and show some support. All right, now. We got an hour and 8 minutes.
All right, Constantine, for Aveline, we sorry that we messed up his name. We sorry. I'm sorry. We didn't mean to, Constantine.
Wow. We messed up his night. Wow, that's
you
hurt.
Messed up his name. Not I.
Oh,
you.
Did I mess up?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, you put me. Don't do that.
Well, you see, my lady, that gives me the opportunity to make sure you never forget it after tonight.
Uh-oh. I wonder.
Dear to you, Constance.
All right. Anyway, this is I did a remix of something I just wrote a couple of days ago, Warriors of Spoken Word.
All right.
Fade in means I've started. Fade out means I'm done. Okay, here we go. Fade in. Here we riders stand from all across the land. Written in our lives can be heard a battle cry. All are gathered here for victory over hate and fear. Our sound will fill the hall, bringing power to us all. We activists are fighting with words that speak true. We own that right. We live the fight. But we're here for all of you. Now swear that blood that comes from your pen. It will never dry. Stand and fight together beneath the poetic sky. And many stand against us, but they will never win. We said we would return. Here we are again to bring them all deliverance from their suffering and pain. We are the hammer of the gods. We are thunder, wind, and rain. Those haters, they wait in fear with pens in feeble hands, with dreams to be a king. Boy, first, you must be a man. And I call them out and I charge them all with a life that is a lie. And in their final hour, they will confess the words of my fight. As I call them up at the BTR show, they see my name on Skype. Ladies feel my deep voice flow. Partners know I blow the mic. My blue eyes always taking breath. My heart weaving every word. Fade in means your lyrical salvation's next. Fade out, the Grand Master spits his word. Some call me the minister of metal, other the reverend of rock. I'm your angel, and I am your devil. I make even the hard sisters soft. Not white man or black man or even red, but I am not ashamed of who I am. Knocking all my groupies dead, hit me on Facebook. Your fan. And if I should fall in my battle, my brothers and sisters who fight by my side, gather my words together and tell my family the words I write. But until then, I will be strong. I will fight for all that is real. And all who stand in my way will fall to my quill. So writers everywhere, raise your pens into the air. We are warriors, warriors of the spoken word. And like the thunder from the sky, we are sworn to write from inside. for we are warriors, warriors of the spoken word. Fade out.
Wow, Constance, you make the hardest woman turn soft, huh? I know that's right. I like it. I love it. Tell the people how they can find you.
Just look up Constantine, the way it's spelled there in the chat room. It's Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, Constantine on Facebook.
You said
other than that, I've got
hard.
Some things working, so, you know. Say what?
Child, you got to get a little close to the phone, honey, because we can't hear you.
Yeah, I can't hardly hear you.
Oh, it must be my connection. I don't know. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, I was commenting.
Let's
on
do that Sprint commercial. Yeah, I can hear you now. Good. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And you
I'm
said
listening
all of
to
that
you.
And she still messed up your name. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, well, you know. There's a one like that in every crowd, I guess. So.
Right. She can mess up my name all the time. Don't be trying to pick up on me. I spell my name in chat. If I spell my name, my real government name in chat, I'm going to see how many people going to actually get it that don't know me. Anyway, we're going to keep this thing moving. 832, you're on the air with the Poetess and China Blue.
What's going on?
Not much. We chilling. We loving the poet tonight. We here.
Hey, this is Keith.
Come again?
My name is Keith. My first time calling on this show.
Oh, okay. Welcome, Keith.
Welcome.
Appreciate it.
What you got for
us? You get one call, see through me. She told me that she could see the pain in my eyes through my photographs. What's funny is I thought I covered it up real well with half smiles and false laughs, big wishes and don't have my invisible face mask, but I guess I didn't. See, she told me that she could see the love and the hurt through everything I write. I thought I covered up the fears and false hype, all the pity and self-rights, everything that's wrong, the false rights, but I guess I didn't. She told me that she could see the tightrope that I'm walking on, the smoke cloud from what I'm choking on, the things that write to keep me safe from harm, the thrill in me was almost gone. She told me that she sees the haters that's trying to get me. They're going for the jugglers, they're trying to slip me. All the robbers, you're trying to rip me. If these motherfuckers take me down, they're coming with me. She said that she sees the evil thoughts that rest in my mind when people fuck with me at the wrong time. She said they push my buttons but won't cross the line. And how if I act upon them, I'll be facing time. Facing time. She said some people take me for granted. How it's my pet peeve and I can't stand it. She saw how I didn't commit some shit, but I damn sure planned that she sees extraterrestrial in me, another planet. She saw the when I thought my skin was my sin for always losing, I couldn't win from all the alcohol, from the hand to the gin. She said what I didn't realize is that my pen is my sin. She says then out comes the bloodhounds and bloodsuckers, half-cocked females and mud duckers, half-assed hitmen and headhunters. If need be, we can take them out together. Let's get these motherfuckers. She told me that she could see the big heart that I needed to share, all the emotions that I wanted to care, all the tears that I wanted to bear. She told me to let it out. It's right there. It's right there. But I hold back. And she told me that she could see the tears in my reservation, my void stares and hesitation, the things I write as compilation of sorrow and desperation. maybe, just maybe she's right. But I have heart, and as a man, I use my pride and courage to take a stand, do what I must upon the man, then maybe one day I'll breathe again. And that's my piece.
Thank you for calling in. First time and all, you rock the mic. And tell the people where they can find you, that love.
Appreciate it.
No problem. Find me, Keish Williams, Q-U-I-S-E, Williams, Facebook all day. I have over 200 pieces you can go in there and enjoy and check out.
Wow. All right. Thank you.
Definitely going to look you up. Thank you.
Thank
you. Wow. And we are going
to... Yeah, it's official. I'm going to have to stop dealing with the chat room. I'm so glad it's a mute button. That's all I got to say.
Wow. 314-901-216-281. That's the lineup. We're going to take a quick break. I need some more music because y'all just, wow, y'all corrupted me tonight. Shoot.
Yeah, I don't play money.
Let's see. I'm going with my old school, y'all. OJs. If you love old school, y'all going to feel me.
I just can't understand, for the life of me, what I see in you. Yet every time you talk of leaving me, I get so shook up, I don't know what to do. Oh, baby,
I guess you got your books in me
tonight. Oh, I'm tossed like a fish.
And baby, I just can't break free.
You know, baby, it's killing me. I wouldn't be here, baby. Every time I get behind your back, I tell my friends I'm leaving you. And when you question me about it, baby, I swear what they're saying just ain't true. No, no. Thank you.
life. I be going around telling all my friends that I'm leaving. No, that I ain't never going nowhere, no, no. I said, woman,
question. Are you serious? Hey, this your man, Sound Off. Now, for the best in poetry and spoken word, join my fam, the Angelic Poetess. That's every Tuesday and Friday night, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the Blog Talk Radio Network, the best in internet radio. So join my fam, DAP, DAP, for some of the hottest spoken word artists and poets on the planet, with that special blend of music to soothe you after a long, hard day. Again, that's Tuesdays and Fridays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. for the Angelic Poetess Artist Showcase. I will see you there.
All right, so we're back. This is Poetry After Dark, the extended open mic. Rolling back with the lines here, 314. You're on the air with the Poetess in China Blue. Who are you?
Hi, D Poetess. I'm David. First time caller.
Hey, David.
Hi.
Hey, welcome.
Yeah, I just joined this site a minute ago. My friend from Dreamers Cafe started this off, and he told me to check out your guys' site. Said it was pretty cool.
Appreciate the love.
And kind of toss up between what I'm going to read, but I guess I'll go with you need only to ask a flower.
Okay.
She would say, beauty is in the eye of the beholder and creator. Nothing so worries a bee as a human being over windswept hair. True love is found once and by many twice and thrice, but never doning and forever doubting love at all. Yet my shape attracts what is yearned and need to thrive, driving my stem upwards to gain the life, prospering which environment deems it so to bud and pollinate the embodied growth that is richly deserved, upheaving my pollen spread on the drifts of the wind to an atmosphere where it is most suited to live. The situation thus changes on the moods of my iridescent kin, the weather tender and bitter with cold that chokes and catcher a fog breath and the freeze I do adapt. At times against my will an unforgiving entity and not to be disputed or raised against, she is my mother nature, remarkably and unmistakably. When the sun does shone, bright again and the roots of my fiber grasp hold in the woe of the tribulation and brimstone fire, behold these blossom flower. I say dive, my legged friend, into the waters of speculating, the wonders of misjudged tinkering, where there is nothing left of learning and taking toll of the raw experimenting. For my asexual sisters and brethren to breathe life into your lungs in the world, as you know it sprung out from our splendor. What is the land of the thinking that permitting an unspoken word occurs? For all your pondering people say, what has never been conjured by their mind before, when did evolving involve a knife? And mere breed such image conscious, with unawares time, your bee, as it were, lost the sight of its once perfectly distinctly four-shaped flower. Thus any common honeybee may pollinate in a vast sea of mutated big-chested, disguising painted faces of every look-alike must have been cloned sunflower. Doesn't even feel the loss that is from the overload of plastic Barbie nectar. When you just start thinking that your species for all indebtedness, misunderstood, helping and destructing one another's begrieving and blood-soaked souls, my species seemingly ignorant, does just as it was, just as it has been, and just as it always will. Be it until your war spark the flame to ignite and bring the last of us down, we succeed without paid and dollar modification, only adaptation, doing what is necessary to obtain precisely what is so vitally needed, our special bee, our dance of love, sacrificing everything so we may breathe. I think she might finish with her pollen caught in the breeze, soak up the song, young ones. And that's the end.
Oh.
Thank you guys for having me.
I got to ask you. You're welcome. Yes. I just got to ask you, is this your first time doing pieces on the air?
Yeah.
I can tell you're nervous.
Yeah, my
voice.
Yes,
you got to slow it down just a little bit.
Either you were spitting too fast or we was all listening too slow. Slow
down. I'm very sorry.
It's so okay. We understand.
For some reason when I read it, that is just fast-paced and this flower is really pissed off.
That's just the way it go. If that's just the way it go, then we was listening too slow. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I appreciate the call,
though. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wow. Bye. Okay, y'all. We have 47 minutes left in the show. I still have one more track that I want to share with you guys. We're going to roll with the next caller. We ask everyone to keep their pieces 4 minutes and below. Do your piece. Shout yourself out, and we're going to keep it moving. Not trying to disrespect nobody, so I'm letting y'all know what the deal is now.
No,
I want
to
make sure everybody. Exactly. We want to make sure everybody have a chance to get on. And plus, I want to spit, and Chief wants to spit, so, yeah, we got to make sure everybody get on. Next caller,
yep.
901, you're on the air.
Yep.
Hello, this is Shantria.
Shantria?
Yeah, this is me.
Hey, Shantria.
Hey.
What you got?
Merry New Year. All right, the piece I'm finna do is an entry from the Love Triangle, and this is, Diary,
right.
I am utterly disgusted. Tell me why I had to cuss out this guy dripping Jericho juice looking way past busted. I mean, dude had to be sneaking out of his mama's house, because I knew because he slid. Slid to me with a pout. Here's how it went down. I'm minding my business, walking the track, when bam, I spot this clown. He's climb, walk, sprinting like he got the lowdown on Superfly's wardrobe supply. Judging by his looks, he must have been hiding Snoop Dogg and Method Man playing a combined Jamaican-Colombian weed try. Anyway, he came flashing his gold tooth, blinding me to the point where I had to close my eyes to see what type of ET this could be. What your name is? Excuse me? Who said that was any of your biz? Dang, shawty. I'm just trying to get down. Well, sorry. It'd be best for you to turn around. Nah, little mama. That's something not simple for you. Too bad. You must have me confused. Why you say that, baby girl? Now, at that moment, I lost it. Cause the worst thing to do in life is call me baby girl. Look here, funk breath. I don't want you in my world. You won't take this pearl. Now get that garbage cologne away from me before I hurl. I stumped away so hard my left heel broke. I felt bad a few minutes later because I didn't think before I spoke. Well, more like yell. Tonight, watching the news, my stomach dropped straight to hell. There he was, a story on Funkbox, who really had more money to tell on the telly. I could have died, wanted somebody to share me. Damn, Daddy, next time I'm about to do something stupid, pick me and my favorite knee and tell me. Yes. That's Tiana. That's it.
All right, Trish. Let the people know where they can find you, love.
You can find me on Facebook on Shantria Anderson. It's Shantria. And that's about it.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right, y'all. I'm taking another break. And we got 281-330. And to that 513 caller, we have enough time for you, so don't think you're getting out of spitting again. You hear me?
Okay.
All right, Chief. Chief. I want you to spit. I want you to get ready to spit because you need to hit the mic really soon. So get your stuff together. This is for you because this is what you asked for. We're back. Poetry After Dark, the extended open mic, our first Friday night back since the New Year. So, yeah, y'all cranked it for us. I'm loving y'all, for real.
So good.
I just have a quick question for you, Chief.
Yeah.
Did you notice that I got pushed off the line?
Which one not going to get me in trouble? The answer.
You're not going to be in trouble. I just want to know.
No, I wasn't even paying attention, sorry.
I'm going to need you to be on that because sometimes Skype will click me off and we'll have a whole lot of dead air if you ain't watching. I'm going to need you to pick up on that because I might not have made it back before the song went off your dick.
Okay. Well, see, if you hadn't,
all right.
If you didn't say anything, that I would have known something was wrong. Boom, I would have been right there.
I can type to you. You got that right. I would have if I wouldn't have got back in time, but I did. So anyway, we're going to continue on. We have 37 minutes left, and the same rules apply. 4 minutes or less, shout yourself out, plug it, and we're going to keep it moving. But didn't we pull in 314? I thought we took that call.
Yeah,
Yeah,
come on, she's helping me out.
281.
It's not 281. 281 going to wait. So we're going to pull in 330?
Yeah.
Okay. 330, you on the air. Okay,
yeah.
Never mind. She just told me not to call her yet. I thought we pulled 314. Maybe 314, if you still got your hand up. If 314, if you spit already, hit 1 to take your hand down, because I could have sworn we pulled them in already. There it is. I knew I wasn't tripping. Okay. 281, you going to go. I hope you're ready, Ms. Phone. Come on.
Oh, how y'all doing? Since y'all asked me, y'all asked me so nicely. And I had to hurry up and do some little exercise real quick for my voice because I had some cream. Dairy is not good for vocal cords. So I'm going to mess with the person who gave me the nickname Trouble in the room. And is he still here? Eric. Did he bounce?
He
didn't bounce.
He snuck out.
That's all right. Well, I'm going to give it to Sean Bay then. All right. Well, no, I can't do that because he's married. So anyway. For the sick folks, how about that? All right. I'm just playing. But anyway, here we go. In the thunder and rain, you stare into my eyes. I can feel your hands moving up my thighs, skirt around my waist, wall against my face. I can feel your lips. I don't want to stop just because people walking by are watching us. I don't give a damn what they think. I want you now. I don't want to stop just because you feel so good inside of my love. I'm not going to stop, no, no, no. I want you. All I want to say is anytime and any place. I don't care who's around. Playing, y'all. Here we go. Thank you. That's for y'all, the fellas. There you go.
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
I'm awesome. Out.
Hey, good thing I had myself muted because I'm in there singing along, girl. Now, you don't want me to get up and sing. Girl.
I'm everybody my piece after that. I'm going next after her. That was a great introduction. Good job.
Okay, good. Bye.
I'm spitting my piece.
She gone,
yo.
Go ahead.
It don't matter. I'm spitting my piece.
Well, go ahead.
All right. Like I said, disclaimer, y'all. Put the kids out the room. I want you to fuck me. Fuck me like you spit poetry. Fuck me till your words are in my throat like perfect diction. Fuck me until I'm on my knees praying with pure conviction because your verses are sinful. And it's not just what you say, but the way your words sway like seductive hips to reggae. Give me that dope diction that make you stay home from the club on Saturday or late for church on Sunday or call in sick to work on Monday or have you with your leg cocked up in the hallway. Either way, it's life on my mind like all day. I want you to fuck me. Fuck me like you spit poetry. Fuck me until my head falls back and I'm moaning, awaiting in anticipation. Fuck me until I'm dripping wet from your intoxication. Phloetic, erotic libation. Your rhythm goes deep in me like mythological rivers. And it's not just the way your words sway, but sometimes what you say make ecstasy seems like child's play. I want you to fuck me. Fuck me like you spit poetry. Fuck me until my back builds a perfect arch. Tug on my braids like horse reins, because when your voice rings, your spoken energy, it does the same thing. It bangs my whole brain. I'm saying, I want you to fuck me. Fuck me like you spit
spit poetry. Fuck me until I want to fuck myself, until my body is numb, like when your spoken word spills from your platinum tongue. Ooh, baby, I think I'm about to come all over your big-ass microphone under the guidance of your melodic tone. It's the way your flow pours that got my leg open like church doors with a collection plate filled to the brim with give me more, just give me more. Over and over, make me feel lucky like I'm making love to a 9-inch four-leaf clover. Ooh, baby, I'm coming. Please say you coming with me. Baby, the crowd is listening. I'm like a grenade with no pin. I'm about to explode. Just say when. You got my head spinning. My body feel like it's winning. All because you spitting. Your passion just takes over me. So when you walk off that stage, I want you to fuck me like you spit poetry. Thank you.
You little slut. Goodness.
Did she just call me a slut? Oh, my God. On this
a good slut, though. A good slut. Like a slut in the back room with your boyfriend, but you nasty.
Oh, my God.
It's all love.
I just want y'all to know I don't think I'll ever say the word fuck ever again after that. That was just too much. But I thought I'd do something different. Wow.
Yeah, she's nasty, y'all. She's a little freak. Well, it's like, nah.
Not a revival. I'm sorry, y'all.
Repent, girl. Repent. You are bad. It's like, nah.
Oh. Hail Mary.
Okay. Mm-mm. Hail Mary. For real. Oh, my goodness. Okay, y'all. Chief, then we got to get another mic. I got to go upstairs and get another mic, and we're going to be back after because she just did it. This is the Asley Brothers, y'all. Don't say goodnight because we ain't over yet.
Don't say goodnight. that life is for the living. So let's live it, baby, yeah. Most of the people say that love is for the giving. So let me love you, girl, yeah. And I gotta have your love. And hey, baby, don't you ever say goodnight. Oh, when you know I gotta have your love. Oh, baby,
Poetry After Dark, y'all, the extended open mic, and we're hitting the mic. If y'all miss Chief, y'all better archive, because, wow. Oh, my goodness.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, man, I hope y'all ready, because here come the cold. What's up, girl?
I am so ready.
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I'll be doing good.
That's what's up. Okay, my piece was nothing like that.
Coming out with my piece. Thank you, Nicole.
Yes, get all that energy out. Yes, ma'am.
It's good to express that. What you got?
Okay, I have a piece called He Raped Me, so it's totally different.
Oh,
y'all
nice.
Ready? I know.
Yeah,
right. I had to get this out, too. Amen. Here it comes. He raped me. He took from me what I can never get back, this man that was supposed to love me. I'm just putting it nice. It cut through me like a jagged knife. As the tears fell down my face, body laid still and lifeless as you got off. When you forced yourself inside me, fear flooded my womb, and it conceived depression and gave birth to anger. And now a woman scorned was born, a mad black woman, and I was angry. And what's really crazy is that when you were done having a little fun, you came back for seconds while I laid there numb. You thought I was going to let you hold me and be happy with that crappy, satisfied grin on your face. I just wanted to smack it away, but I didn't have the strength. You took my fight. You took my fight when you violated my right to say no. What you did was so trife that it leaked poison into my everyday life. When I got married, it deprived me of real intimacy. When my husband went to grab for me, his wife, he couldn't understand for his life why I would jump and shrink back. He meant no harm. I wasn't being attacked. This happened how many years back? I even asked my father, God, why did you allow this to happen to me? I've been celibate for the glory of you. I'll put those works away so that I can hear you say, well done, my daughter, I'm pleased with you. I remember going to work, breaking down every day, in and out of the bathroom stalls, trying to be presentable when I talk, not pause, walking down the street, wanting to disappear into the concrete, wanting to give my love to someone just so I could once feel again that I had control. I didn't understand. I trusted you. You were my friend. But thanks to God, he touched me, and that empty feeling in my soul didn't last long. He healed me. That overwhelming sense of vulnerability that came along with being wronged was gone. Then came a surprise. She was 16 years old. I took a look at the defeat in her eyes, the same that I had recognized in mine, whose story was so much like mine. God is so divine because he turned my bad around and he used it for my good. Now I finally understood. Had it not happened, I would not have known how to help her along the path that I barely made it through. I smiled, looked at her in the eyes, and said, he allowed it to happen for you. And that's the end.
I know that's right, Nicole. I'm feeling that. I love the way you put that out because God can bring you back from anything. Anything.
Amen.
Yeah.
And he did.
Appreciate you sharing that.
Amen.
Those are healing words. That's
when
poetry
heals.
Amen.
Yeah, right. Tell the people where they can find you, Nicole.
I'm just on Facebook. Nicole Scaife Mackey. And that's it.
She's the one with the two little pictures. She's all smiling. That's her.
Mad love. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your stage. Love y'all.
Love you.
Bye. Love you, too. All right. Okay, so I'm about to spit my piece. And, I mean, y'all been typing my pieces for so long, and I finally went back to my pen. So, bear with me, because my handwriting is treacherous. this piece is titled You Say. And it stemmed from... You know what, I'm just going to go into the piece. I'm not even going to explain it to you. I'm going to go into the piece. Okay. I look at you as if you were the prophet. Stop it. Because you're just like me, born into sin, trying to live freely, spiritually. We cannot go without sin, knowingly or not. Seems you forgot. The holy gift has got you shot. Your eyes must deceive for you to think. It's only made for your masquerade. The word must have faded. Your routine seems to be the elder team. Times have changed and things are not the same. You lost the memories of what you were before you became. This hurts me to say, but you're only human in body and name. The gift was given, but it can be reclaimed. You're just a messenger. Understand your lane. You're our pastor. Apprehend the duty. Teach us and withhold the scrutiny. We aim to live fruitfully, but can fall short. The main reasons is lack of support. You think you're above me, but you too walk this very line. Victory is all mine because anyone that seeks the Lord should not be declined, but only refined, cleansed through holy water, purified. Who you are, who are you to deny? Love thy neighbor and enemies too. God has the vengeance and not you. How can saints praise his name in the holy place but show others shame on their face? He's safe to walk in his shoes, be humble, have faith, do the dues. Do not transfuse me, love me, accept me, or be denied your Father's love. How can we ask God to do unto us without us doing unto others? Don't be a hypocrite. In God's name, we all can benefit. So get a grip. Hold your spit and commit to the truth. Faithfully, completely, we strive to become. This starts with acceptance and finishes with abundance. You can miss your chance, refusing to understand. We are all children of God. Love one another and extend your rod. Amen. And that's that piece. See how Chief do me up.
Before you diss me, before you say something bad, it was the peace. It wasn't because I wasn't aware. It's just because I had my eyes closed. And when you said amen, I was saying amen. So.
Okay.
I was
all right,
peace,
that's
fair. Hurt me.
All right, y'all. That was, I stumbled a little bit. Like I said, my handwriting is treacherous. I should have waited till I typed that one up, but it is what it is, and I hope y'all felt where I was coming from. I am in a transition in my life. I'm fasting right now, and I'm getting closer to God, and it's just a lot of hypocrites running around looking down on people that's, you know, trying to get right in the Lord's eyes, and I just, that's what I came up with. So with that being said, I'm going to lay this last track, and I'm going to bring in my brother Romeo, and he's going to close the show, and we're going to close out and say goodnight. So we be right back. And I'm sorry, Chief, I couldn't play all the songs.
No, it was a great show. I'm
thank you.
Just in.
Poetry After Dark, the extended. We have 11 minutes left in the show. My man Romeo about to close it out, and we're going to say our goodbyes and let you know what's going on next week on Poetry After Dark. Shout out to Latino Spanish, because I didn't even know that track was mixed like that, but it sounded pretty good. I was digging it anyway.
Girl, I was like, what is happening here?
Hey, I actually had a lot of Brian McKnight, but I didn't have Back at One for some reason. But anyway, it is what it is. I still love it. We're going to bring
out our Latino listeners.
What? I'm trying to tell you, shout outs. You never know. They probably listening. They probably was digging that. Romeo.
Romeo.
The poet is China Blue.
Hey.
Hi. I got this piece I was inspired to write. I got to say, though, Poetess, that was a real blessing of a piece. You know, feeling courage, China Blue. I'm just going to smile. All right, this piece is titled Eureka. I ask that you lend me your ears so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. Eureka. Let's make love to the twilight of the stars in the sky fade. Let's make love until our 20-room mansion on the moon is made. Let's make love into every ocean and all the rivers and the land dries. Let's make love until it feels so good you see tears out both your eyes. Let's make love until the red rose turns black. Let's make love till Russia, Japan, China attacks. Let's make love until you forget to breathe. Let's make love until you fall asleep with ease. Let's make love till the birds wake and chirp in the trees. Let's make love till red, brown, and gold turn to green leaves. Let's make love until the season turns to years. Let's make love to years of distant memories. Let's make love to the deaf hears your passionate screams. Let's make love until the night turns into the 30th day. Let's make love till we play no longer plays. Let's make love till Alaska ice glaciers melt. Let's make love to superior effervescence is wonderfully felt. Let's make love until an elephant forgets. Let's make love right after a 10,000th kiss. Let's make love until the seas bend back flat. Let's make love until you far beyond just wet. Let's make love until our union shines brighter than the sunset. Let's make love, and like we ain't never made love yet. That's my thoughts.
Yeah. Thank you, Romeo.
Snap.
Thank you.
Romeo Donati can be found on Facebook. Romeo D N A T I, and he's out of retirement, y'all. So let's get it in and get in his notes.
Get at him. Or you too. Same thing.
That's a sad.
Thank you. I don't want to rush you off the phone, but I just noticed Franklin called in, and I'm gonna get him in real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, he got the exclusive.
Yeah, I'm falling back.
Thank you.
Don't hang me up,
okay.
Please.
Thank you, Romeo.
Oh, man, Frankum, you know better. Call in here with 6 minutes left. Go ahead and get it in, boy. Have
I know
like
he's
dead.
Daddy, and that's sad, boy.
Okay, it's not that long, so but it's my first time doing it, so y'all just tell me, like, give me criticism. It's my first time writing erotica piece. Okay.
You missed mine. You weren't here.
Okay, let me sit, okay. China.
Here we go.
Got no time.
We've been sitting at the foot of this bed for half an hour, still haven't spoken. What happened? I hardly remember. It had to be the hard liquor. I'm next to you, pretending to be interested in my old tattoos. We make this open space feel like a corner. My mouth tries to leak words, but the pipes are fixed. Accidentally made eye contact, memories flash back, and the night relives. Shit, 4 hours ago this room was sauna. Penetrating Lisa, making Lisa moan with half smirk like Mona Lisa. I insert poetic dick, no metaphor, but you think it was excerpt from Langston Hughes. Turned her frame into Trey Songz, her face screams passion, pain, and pleasure. My Langston's huge. I'm digging deep, deep strokes. She's feeling heat. Heat strokes, but with each stroke, her eye changes channel. It was like sex with Comcast remote. I told her, I'm not coming unless you come, like girlfriends on a party night. I was being guided by sex demons, started to twist in her limon, but not the Bacardi type. I exit, my hands open her Virgin Mary, and my tongue tried to find an angel. 40 nights of rain came with that. I'm flipping her over, wrestling moves, Noah arced her back, handful of hair biting her neck. This is how vampires fuck. Don't be shy. Show me how vampires suck. Reinserted my 7½ disciples and show her insides how my empire looked. Somehow the floor became the ceiling. I'm stroking like Olympic swimmer. She's tightening vagina, pouring love all over me, playing with my Wii like Nintendo. Sex so good, I almost gave the cops my signature and info. And we've been sitting at the foot of this bed for half an hour and still haven't spoken. What happened? I hardly remember. It had to be the hard liquor. I'm next to you, pretending to be interested in my old tattoos, but this open space feels like a corner. My mouth tries to leak words, but the pipes are fixed. Then I realize while we're both silent, you're never supposed to talk about nights like this. And that's that piece.
Wow.
Murdered it.
Yes,
murdered it.
Man.
This was the best night ever.
Poetic dick, though? Oh, my goodness.
That was wonderful. I loved it. Every part of it, every single part, no criticism, not negative, no way, on my part. I love it. Good job. First time, best time. Yes.
And I'm putting a strap on you. I want your butt back at Poetry After Dark next Friday. No excuses.
I got you. I'll be there.
That was awesome.
You,
I had to say it fast because we ain't got on, but yes.
That's cool. I'm going to let y'all finish up.
All right. Thank you.
Killed it.
Yeah, he did. Mad love to everyone that came through and spit on the mic. We appreciate you, all
yes.
The new callers that came through. We love y'all. Keep
yes.
coming back. Poetry keeps us alive. Poetry keeps Poetry After Dark alive. So definitely keep calling back. Show love. This is 2011, y'all. We got to be on some newness, okay? And Poetry got to come up. And it's going to take each and every one of y'all. So
I love it.
To the next time, I love you, Chief. We're going to be back here on Tuesday from 11 to 1. We're not doing 3 hours Tuesday. So check us out on Tuesday. Look at the marquee. You'll know what we're doing. We got to get out of here. I'll see y'all next Tuesday.
I'm about to go archive the show. How long it take? 30 minutes, I'm archiving the show. DJ, what next?
Peace.
It's time to say goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our
Gave me your love.